Around the Fringe on WYSO with music from around the world, as well as your own backyard. A very, very special edition of Around the Fringe tonight. We're going to celebrate and have fun and have a great time with the 30th anniversary of, well, me being on the air, Around the Fringe being on the air. We have some selections from shows over the past 30 years, live concerts, call-ins, Free Shakespeare is here. Free Shakespeare has taken all the comments I've had online and put them together, compiled them, and they are going to read those out to you. And we have some montages of people who left messages. And also, the lines here at the studio of WYSO are open for you to call and make your comments live on the air. Somewhere in between all that, we're going to have a great time with lots of great music and have a good time throughout the evening. Starting off with the 101ers on WYSO with a real rock and good time.
Yeah.
Around the Fringe on WYSO with music from around the world, as well as your own backyard. It's a 30th anniversary edition of Around the Fringe. Tonight we'll be playing some testimonials. We'll be playing some rare concerts and music from the 30 years of Around the Fringe, as well as some of the recorded messages you have left. If you'd like to call in with your own personal experiences, you're more than welcome to do so. The numbers are 1-800-776-0090, 1-800-776-0090, and 937-769-1998.
That's a number.
Yeah. Hey. You want to hear one of the montages of people who have called in?
Yeah, it's coming up. We've got a few, actually, Rev.
Okay.
We've got a few goodies from folks from around the area and around the world. Big supporters of the Rev, as have I been for many years, as have so many people been over the many, many years here in the Miami Valley and around the world here on Around the Fringe. And we've got, the Rev mentioned the Shakespearean readings coming up shortly. We've got testimonials from you. We've got letters to read. We've got, and your phone calls, again, here at 937-769-1998. You can call in, leave your testimony, even leave it live on the air. We have operators standing by, our friend and compatriot here, voice that you hear every day here at WYSO, the grand Miss Nikki Dakota, here helping out tonight on Around the Fringe. It's a family affair down here tonight here on YSO. It's great. I'm Andy. I'm here helping to man the good ship Fringe with the good Rev tonight, celebrating 30 years of Around the Fringe. And this is the kinds of things that people have to say, and you can call in right here too. But here from, I don't even know who's on here, but you know, we'll let it rip. From all around the world, people testifying their love for the Rev here on Around the Fringe.
Friday night, YSO Sound. Time to unwind and twirl around. The Rev Cool sharing his musical groove around the world and backyard too. Thank you, Rev. You're the best. 30 years now, on with the rest. Thanks again, Rev Cool, for all you've done.
3 decades more. Let's keep going strong.
Hi, this is Chris Brzezinski, and I live in Barrie, Vermont, up in the Northeast. I used to be a musician in Dayton, and back in the 80s, we were hanging out at the Walnut Hills nightclub one night. It was one of our favorite places to hang out. And who should walk in the door but Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players, and he had a small entourage with him. It was an awesome experience. I got to shake his hand and meet him and talk to him for a little bit. He was a very, very hospitable man. He didn't act, you know, like he was better than anybody. He was hanging out, having some beers with the people, and it was a great time.
Hey, congratulations, Rev. Good going. Keep it up. Let's hope for another 30. Special thanks from Double A.
Hi, this is Lance. I'm actually calling from Las Vegas, but I am still a WYSO regular listener. I particularly appreciate listening to my old friend, Reverend Cool. His real name is Jim Carter. I first met Jim, that must have been 30 years ago, back when he was trying to promote jazz fusion combos at the local Ramada and selling Amway out of the back of his car. I understand he's taking quite a bit step up in life and now sells Amway from his house. Anyway, it's important that YSO gives one night a week to Jim Carter to promote his little musical thing because it keeps him off the street. And as far as I know, he's not in violation of any of the various restraining orders that have been filed against him. So we appreciate that. It's kind of a halfway house to getting Jim back in society. And we hope that YSO will continue to offer him that opportunity.
Hey, this is Luis A. Bean Lerma, and I just wanted to congratulate Rev Cool for 3 decades of Cool. He's been a friend to me, he's been an associate, and We just love him dearly. His music's great, and he keeps the pulse going on here in Ohio. Hope everything's going great. But Rev Cool Rock. Also, my name is El Muerto with Team Void and Infinity Cruzado and Johnny X. Shout out to the Rev Cool. The three decades of cool. Awesome.
This message is for Rev Cool. I have loved every moment of dancing with him and his music since, I've been here since 2000 when I discovered WYSO. I am very happy that my family has grown to love and enjoy WYSO and the Rev Cool as much as I have, and that our paths have crossed and continue to cross from now into the cosmic times in the universe. Thank you. And Rev Cool, keep doing what you do. 30 years, congratulations.
My name is Victoria Jones, and I was the one who gave birth to the Rev. I witnessed him at the Forest Record Store having some kind of a fit, and I said, James, settle down and just take it easy, be cool. And I guess he took my advice because he then became cool. In the meantime, I was taking up a collection to send him to seminary so he could get his reverend license. And, well, he got it. And he's now Rev Cool. And it's all because of me, Victoria Jones.
Possible rite of passage in the happenings of a Dayton life. When I was pretty much a kid, I worked cool security and mood control for his human switchboard show at Dayton's first smoke-in at Eastwood Lake. We lived in the same Dayton View neighborhood back then, and he produced live shows, radio shows, and holy people. I owe him so much gratitude for so much of my favorite music and culture. Most of all, my thanks and love for the true blessing, emceeing and DJing, the Rev gave for my wedding celebration to Patricia exactly 10 years ago at the Canoe Club. I guess that makes us both Rev Cool lifers.
I don't know about specific memories of you. They are too numerous. From the time that I first met you in the late 70s, attending your wedding, having dinner with you and your family in NYC, the years when we didn't keep touch, and then the years when we did, and it was like no time had elapsed. You are a treasure trove of love, humor, stories, and that sly slice of life that you so brilliantly manage. From your bird's eye view at the top of the mountain that you inhabit with all your wisdom and inner sense of the absurd. Keep on keeping on.
Hey! Hey! the fight now. Now only a beast. Oh,
Around the Fringe of WYSO, the 30th anniversary edition of Around the Fringe. In the studio with me tonight, I have the amazing Andy helping out with the board and helping with this whole shenanigans, and as well as Nikki Dakota. Thank you, Nikki, for coming in. And Nikki's answering and womanizing the phone tonight. And Free Shakespeare is here as well. Freak Shakespeare is in the studio. You might have heard them earlier. Reading some of the comments that were mailed into us thus far during a couple previous weeks. I do appreciate them also. We're hoping for our illustrious house band to show up, and until then we'll be playing various segments. Ann is on the telephone. We'll be having Ann come in, and we'll be hearing a little bit from a radio show that was not on WYSO. It was a syndicated show called Rock Beat that interviewed me way back in the early 80s, just to give a little bit of, I guess, history, you might say. That's all coming up during Around the Fringe, during the 30th anniversary edition of Rev Cool's Around the Fringe show.
And hello to Ann.
Rev Cool, how are you? This is the cousin Cool.
Well, I'm so glad you called.
They asked me how long have I been listening to you. I told them I'd been listening to you as long as I can remember.
Well, in my case, that would just be yesterday, but that's...
No. I remember the days of you with your sweet baby James. You used to show me albums way back when.
Well, I appreciate that.
You were a teenager.
A teenager? That was just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just a little while ago, because, you know, I was really young, but... And then I used to run out into you at all the different bars around town with different pieces of your music. Oh, yeah.
Not me. I would never take part in the devil's liquid.
He's a reverend.
Well, I did hear that you're not violating any restraining orders.
Well, I'm trying my best.
I was glad to know that.
Restraining disorder with him.
Yeah.
Every Friday night is an act of restraining disorder. Try to get
there's
the
plenty of disorder, don't worry.
Yeah, believe me.
But as wild as we get anymore with Reverend Cool is pretty much Friday nights in the summer listening to the Fringe on the radio during the barbecue on the patio.
Well, that's a good way to do it. I appreciate that. Well,
but it was good talking to you, Jim.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks for calling in.
Hope for many more years.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And thanks for listening, and we do appreciate you. It's you and people like you that make this show worthwhile.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
And you, too, can call in right here live tonight throughout the night. We've got the woman behind the phones. Miss Nikki Dakota helping out tonight here and keeping the Good Ship Fringe on target here, are celebrating 30 years of Rev Cool and I Wanna Records and Around the Fringe. 937-769-1998. Toll free in Ohio, 1-800-776-0090. So call in. As always, the Rev, your Facebook page. I see some people are leaving some nice notes there on Facebook.
And we'll have some more free Shakespeare here in just a little bit.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of things from history to bring to you all, including right here, this interesting radio interview.
Yeah,
this was from how long ago?
Well, I'm guessing the mid-80s at some point.
Wow, okay.
And it's an interview that was not on WYSO, but they did this thing called Rock Beat or something did with me. And you might hear my voice a couple octaves higher, perhaps, and a little bit younger sounding. But
a little more...
But I think some of the things that we talked about independent music still holds true today. So let's hear a little bit about this from the early 80s with Rev Cool. I think we're talking about the I Wanna label that I used to work with.
Yeah, we'll be hearing a couple of tracks from that later in the show, right here on Around the Fringe.
If big record companies and big business can be seen as a problem, small independent record labels can be seen as a solution. At least that's what Jim Carter of Dayton, who owns I Wanna Record, says.
You can do and record what you want. You really don't owe anything to anybody. You don't have to meet any type of standards at all. The other point is that if you do make money, all the money you make goes directly to the label and the artist. If the artist puts out their own records themselves, even without your own label, then the money goes directly to them. There are some artists that solely are in control of their own music by putting out their own records, and they tour around, sell these records, and every cent they make goes directly to them. There's no middleman per se.
But he says there are some drawbacks.
Well, a small label doesn't have the staff that a major label would have. A small label doesn't have the money that a major label has. And it also doesn't have a built-in distribution network that a major label has. A lot of the major labels have their own distribution. They don't have to deal with independent distribution systems. So Warner Brothers, for example, distributes their own records, and it gets into the stores. It does get out there. There are some disadvantages to major labels. You can be dropped and at any time. The major label can take complete control of your music. I know one instance of a band who was signed to a major label. They recorded one record, and they went into a studio for the other record. A well-known producer made it. It was an excellent-sounding record. But there was a shakeup in the hierarchy of the label. The person assigned them was fired, and thusly the band and a whole group of bands were dropped. Well, because of their contract, they didn't even own their own music. They didn't own the songs they recorded. They couldn't even perform their own songs. And as a consequence, that group broke up.
So far, Carter says his label has put out singles and EPs for local bands such as The Obvious and The Highwaymen, with an EP from Tuba Blues coming out soon. The one that's gotten the most attention, though, he says, is a 12-group compilation album featuring bands from the Dayton area, as well as some from other parts of the country and Canada.
And it got reviewed not only in the States, but all across Europe, and most of the Western countries of Europe have reviewed it, and it's been played in Switzerland, Belgium, Netherlands, France. The Highwaymen have been written up in 19 magazine in France, which is sort of like the Spin magazine of France, a real major rock magazine there. Riff Raff magazine in Belgium, which is another sort of Spin style, Rolling Stone style magazine in that country, did a big review of Hard to Be Cool. I've got letters from all around the world of people who've heard it. It's fun to get those. It's very self-satisfying.
Now, you probably haven't heard much about bands such as the Libertines, the Tall Lonesome Pines, and Frankie Camaro, but you never know. Success did catch up with a number of bands who started out on small, independent labels.
REM, I mean, that's a classic example. Their first record was an independent 45, 7-inch 45, which are almost obsolete now. And Robert Palmer of the New York Times picked that out as being one of his top 10 records of the year. And from then, they got signed to IRS, and then they got signed to another major label. The B-52s too did the same thing with their first single, and again caught on. It was in a top 10 list of singles for the New York Times, and again they caught on. But even groups like the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Robert Cray is another example. He's a blues artist, and I believe he's still associated with an independent label out in California.
Carter advises musicians to decide exactly who they want to target with their recordings. Is it just their own fans? And can they be reached with a simple cassette sold at the clubs they play? Or, he says, do they want to reach a broader audience and think about committing more time and money to the project? Carter says if they're just selling to their fans, a low-budget recording done without the aid of a record label is the best idea. But even if they do get involved with a record company, bands still need to watch their wallets.
Before they even step foot into their 24-track studio or a studio that is a more expensive studio to do your final product, is to perhaps rent or borrow or whatever, a little 4-track recorder and rehearse everything beforehand. Practice it, get it down exactly how you like it. Listen to it time and time again. Rearrange it to how you want it to sound. And then when you go into the major recording studio, you have everything all ready. You can just go ahead and tell the producer, if you have a producer or if you're producing yourself, tell the engineer exactly how you want it. Now that can save a lot of money, and you can make a very high quality sounding tape for a lot less than if you just go into a studio cold, because that studio time will burn up your pocketbook faster than just about anything.
I'm Heather Martin, chair of WYSO's Resource Board, and we had such a great response to our first Early Bird silent auction special. We're having another one. Buy your ticket before February 10th for just $35. At the door on February 11th, the price goes up to $40. So don't wait. We want you to have plenty of cash for bidding on auction items. Log on to wyso.org to grab your tickets today. And thanks.
Around the Fringe on WYSO, with music from around the world as well as your own backyard. My name is Rev Cole. We're having a celebration of Around the Fringe being on the air for 30 years and more tonight. Our friend Nikki Dakota, who's in the studio tonight, said, a trip down memory lane, and it is. We just heard something from an album that I put out several years ago on I Want a Record label. We had not only the Libertines, we had the Highwaymen, Dayton's own Highwaymen, Libertines from Cincinnati, and Frankie Camaro, who at one time was part of Big Guitarist from Texas and was living in, then moved back to Indianapolis and played Dayton quite a bit. All three of those bands played Dayton quite a bit.
We're going to get to Frankie after the break. The Libertines, great band from a great album, which was a really inspirational release at the time. It's hard to be cool in an uncool world, and that's a truism that continues to exist to today. It's timeless work. The Highwaymen from their very first release, again produced by the Rev Cool and I Wanna Records. I Wanna was an instrumental, such an important cultural thing to have been launched back in the 80s in independent music. Is one of the great things about the Rev, and one of the things that we're celebrating here. It's not just a radio show. Rev Cool has not been just about getting on the radio. As impressive as that is and as important as that is, the Rev Cool has been involved in so many cultural and civic activities over the many decades, and I Wanna Records was one of the very first truly independent alternative labels to come out of Dayton, out of the Miami Valley, and was a major inspiration. It provided an opportunity for all sorts of, not only some of the great talent here, the first release of John DeBuck and Nick Kazernis, Tuba Blues, Denny Wilson, who's coming down tonight with John DeBuck as well, and the Highwaymen, and you know, you worked with producing stuff with Toxic Reasons. The first Cage record came out on I Wanna. All sorts.
I forgot
of,
about that.
Yeah,
I have no memory, long or short term.
That's good to have.
We have
not have one.
Actually, when I was trying to find some stuff, Andy, I realized I had so much old stuff hanging around. It was almost impossible to fit it in into this one show tonight. So throughout the rest of this year, the 30th year anniversary, we'll be feeding some material to you from old shows and all that. And on the line, I have okay.
She's gonna call back.
Okay, yeah. A friend of ours just called, and we're gonna get her back. But we have a number of things I did find. Later on tonight, we'll be hearing a live concert from Dementia Precox. Actually, they were doing a benefit for WYSO in 1982. Jim Cameron passed away this year, and it's nice to hear their material. There was a band in Dayton called The Dates years ago.
They were a lot of fun.
Ever released anything, but I came across some tapes of them. And so I have some material that I don't think has ever been played on the radio before by The Dates. We'll be playing some of that later on. Also, I found a live concert by The Highwaymen down at Jilly's, and it was like one of the concerts in celebration of releasing Hard to Be Cool album, and The Obvious and The Reducers also played at that same concert. But I do have the live section from The Highwaymen, and it's very high energy, extremely high energy. And the trouble with some of these tapes off the board is that, well,
they're off the board.
They're off the board. So some of it may sound good in some ways, and maybe
not. HD audio or digital audio at the time. No, it was.
Right. So you might only hear like one channel, for example.
Right. Like the camper. We got Camper Van Beethoven just found. Mm-hmm. The Rev just found an actual board tape from this amazing show that had just lasted as like legacy lore. Like, did that really happen? The Great Camper Van Beethoven played at a dorm basement at Antioch.
It was pitiful.
It was a great show.
Yeah. The funny part about it was that I had arranged for them to stay at the dorms at Antioch that night. And they went over to the dorms for a little bit, and they go,
we're
like,
we're out of here.
We can't sleep here.
And then we got to go. Well, the Rev produced that show. He brought Camper Van Beethoven here a couple of times, which was great.
We brought the Dead Kennedys to Antioch
also. As well.
Fred Frith. I found an ID by the True Believers and a live version of Rebel Kind from Gillies. The True Believers is really awkward ID, but it's ID. They weren't exactly radio stars. And actually, Dan Gettleman may be calling up with the NPR producer, former Antiochian, and he had a band when he was in college here, too, and I think I might have that. So plenty of interesting things to be fit in tonight to bring you down memory lane, as well as some great music and company, free Shakespeare,
right?
Calls, and more. So keep it right here at 91.3
FM. And your Facebook page, Rev? People can leave comments, because I know we've got some comments up here, some really nice testimonials, mm-hmm. including from Jessica.
What did Jessica say?
Well, she's a happy 30th, 30 years, Rev Cool. And she remembers calling you long ago when she was first in law school and new to Dayton.
I remember that.
Was only a decade ago, and how she got to really know you, and really glad that she did, and that you have been such an important part of the Dayton music community. And Jessica was inspired and got really involved in the music world here and helped produce, get records out, and that was a big inspiration to me. The thing that taught me, you know, it was the Big Beef Records and all the promotion stuff we were doing and everything, was all like, well, I want to did it. The Rev Cool did it. You can do it. So it was a tremendous inspiration to so many people, not just myself included, but a lot of the bands and musicians. You gave an opportunity to do it, to get out there and make it happen, and they have. So,
well, thank you. Let's quit yabbering.
Quit the yabbering and get back to some music here. But
let professionals yabber.
But I think we've got, we'll let the professionals yabber. We've still got more than 3 more hours of great stuff here. Testimonials, great words coming in. Your phone calls, 937-769-1998. All of it right here tonight on this special celebratory anniversary archive edition of 30 Years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe.
Miracle of frequency modulation, radio wave transubstantiation. I was inspired to ride my old motorcycle down to Brookwood Hall for summer evening revivals. Sometimes to Canal Street Tavern for noisy and crowded epiphanies. We, most of us, are still on the right side of the sod. Glory be to the transplanetary Rev. Claude.
Thirty years ago, all the land was in darkness. Then our beloved Rev called together his army of cool to defend 2 mortal enemies. Evil incidental step twins and boring fake arena rock. With his trusty henchmen, Ish, and the Rock Against Racism gang, he led the Dates, DOA, Human Switchboard, True Believers, Iwana, and all his acolytes to defend uncoolness. And to this day, phony baloney music and chronic dullness have no place in the WISO listener sphere. Life is good.
I first knew Rev Cool as the humble leader of Dayton's own revolutionary Three Stooges Brigade, the 7-headed tequila worm at the bottom of the bottle. Jerry.
'Twas I, retired senior citizen I am today, a hip-shaking daughter of Satan, dancing in 2 inches of spilled draft beer with Jimmy C. Thanks for the memories, Rev. Sharon.
You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO. Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. Broadcasting in HD and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a broadcast service of Antioch University. For the Miami Valley...